Fascinating idea from the Zohar HaKadosh in the beginning of Parashat Shemot about Chinuch HaBanim. The Zohar doesn't speak about Chinuch HaBanim, but we can definitely take that halacha lemaaseh. And the Zohar says on the Pasuk, Ve'ele Shemot Bnei Israel Habaim Mitzrayma et Yaakov, which means when Am Israel went down to Mitzrayim with Yaakov Avinu, says the Zohar that also Hashchina HaKdosha came down with Am Yisrael. Lamadnu shebekol makom shegalu Yisrael galta Hashchina imahem. Whenever Am Yisrael went down to exile, whenever they were punished and they went out from their home, the Shechina came out with them. And that's what it says over here in the Galut. Kan begalut Mitzrayim maktiv ele shemot bnei Yisrael kivan shekatuv bnei Yisrael mao et Yaakov. What does it mean, et Yaakov? It means everything came down together with him. What does that mean? Hen makevot u'machanot elyonim she'ardu im Yaakov yachad im Hashchina begalut Mitzrayim. The Shechina came down together with all the sarim shel mala, came together with Yaakov down to Mitzrayim. The pasuk that indicates that, Rav Yehuda comes and says, we didn't mean actually what we said. Rav Yehuda omer chas v'shalom. Of course, the Shechina didn't come down to Mitzrayim, didn't leave Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKdosha. Atale al da'atcha shebashah she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anuchi yared imcha Mitzrayma b'shah yi mamash erdayim ha'Shechina. The Shechina didn't come down with Yaakov himself when he came down. Ela, bizman she'ayta yirida levanav, az erda gam ha'Shechina. Whenever Am Yisrael started becoming enslaved, that's when the Shechina came down. Not that as soon as Yaakov goes, so does the Shechina. Rather, when Am Yisrael goes down, the Shechina goes down together with them. Kozman she'tiyeh lecha yerida, kach gam ha'Shechina. And that's what the pasuk says. Anochi yered imcha mitzrayma, v'anochi aale gam alo. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to come up together with you as well. Kozman she'tiyeh lecha aliyah kivyachol, yesh gam li aliyah. Whenever Am Yisrael will have her aliyah, kivyachol, also Kadosh Baruch Hu gets aliyah together with that. V'sha'a she'tiyeh lecha yerida, whenever Am Yisrael goes down, kivyachol, anochi yered imcha. I'm also coming down with you. And that is a fascinating idea, because if we take a look and we ask the question, why is it that Am Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim? And the answer would be very simple, because there was gzera in Brit Ben HaBetarim that Hashem told Avraham Avinu that Am Yisrael will be enslaved in Mitzrayim and will be enslaved there. Ve'inu otam de'be'eretz lo lahem, yu ger. Zarcha yeh ger be'eretz olahem ve'inu otam 400 shana. So obviously that is the reason for Am Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim. But the Mefarshim ask, something is wrong here. Something doesn't make so much sense. The Abarbanel asks, the Maharal Miprag asks. We have a rule, we have a concept. The concept is that you only punish a person for his sins and you don't punish somebody for his father's sin. Ish b'cheto yumat. And therefore, how is it possible that because of Avraham Avinu wrongdoing, Am Yisrael was punished? So what did Avraham Avinu do wrong? That's the first question we need to ask. The Gemara in Nedarim, Lamed Bet, answers that question the following way. Amar Rabbi Avahu, Amar Rabbi Elazar, mipnei ma ne'enash Avraham Avinu nishtabdu banav leMitzrayim 210 shana? Why did Am Yisrael go to Mitzrayim 210 years and they were enslaved there? Says Rabbi Avahu in the name of Rabbi Elazar, mipnei she'asa angarya betalmidei chachamim she'ne'emar ve'yarek et chanichav yelidei ve'ito. When Avraham Avinu went for war with the five kings, he took also his students. Now his students were talmidei chachamim, and therefore when you make a talmid chacham work, that's a sin. And therefore, since Avraham Avinu did something wrong over here, asan garia b'talmidei chachamim, Rashi says, olichan l'milchama. Kedichtiv v'yarek et chanichav, dainu bnei adam shechancham l'torah. So because of that, Am Yisrael were going to go to Galut as a punishment to Avraham Avinu. Shmuel amar, מפני שהפריז על מידותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, שנאמר במה ידע כי ירשנה. קדוש ברוך הוא has looked at what Avraham Avinu said, and because of that, punishes children. Rashi says, "Yifriz al midotav, irba la'arir al midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu," which means he constantly, overly, was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for proof, for the fact that Am Yisrael will get the land of Eretz Yisrael, and because of that, he said, "Bamei adaki rashena, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished his children." Rabbi Yochanan amar, "Shefrish bnei adam milach nisan tachat kanfei hashchina." Avraham Avinu had a chance to bring more people close, and instead of that, he gave them away. Sheneemar, ten li anefesh varechush kach lach. Rashi says, Avraham Avinu netanam lo vilu idvan latzmo yamach nisam tachat kanfei hashchina. When he took those captives, he could have bring them close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but instead he gave them away, and therefore, because of that, Am Yisrael were punished. Again, the question was, "Mipnei ma ne'enash Avraham Avinu v'nishtabdu banav le'mitzrayim 210 shanim?" And the question we're asking again is, how is it possible that if Avraham Avinu does something wrong, because of that, Am Yisrael should be punished? So this is a question, as we said, that some of the Mefarshim ask, like the Abarbanel, and he answers the following way: "Hadeot alalu kulam milvad ma she'esh bahem mehachulsha." He says that he doesn't understand those strong reasoning that the Gemara says. Ramban, by the way, also says an answer why Am Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, and that is the reason that the Avraham Avinu took Sarai Menu to Mitzrayim. Da ki Avraham Avinu chatach et gadol b'shgaga shevi ishto atzadeket b'mekshol avon hazeh mipnei pachdo pen yargu. Since he took her down and he told her to say that she is his sister, because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him. "V'ha lo liftoach ba'ashem she'atzil oto v'ishto v'ha lo ma'aseh hazeh," says the Ramban. Because of that, "Nigzar al zaro ha'galut be'eretz Mitzrayim be'ad paro." Because of that, Am Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, to exile and to be enslaved. So Abarbanel says, "I don't understand all those reasonings. How is it possible you're going to punish the children because of the father?" "V'arich lelem safek atzum v'hu she'Avraham Avinu she'chata lo ne'enash klal." You see, in one hand, Avraham Avinu, you want to say that he sinned in those different options that we said before, but he wasn't punished at all. "Sheneemar, v'ata tavo el avotecha b'shalom, tikaver b'seva tova." Avraham Avinu will be buried b'seva tova, would not feel any punishment whatsoever. How does that make sense? Then afterwards, generations afterwards, ne'enash dor shlishi v'revi'i, alo chamas b'kapav. You have the children, they didn't do anything wrong, and you're punishing the children, and Avraham Avinu comes out clean. So how does that make sense? Says the Abarbanel, "Kayotze b'ze ne'emar, avot yuchlu boser, v'shinei banim tikena." Could it be that the fathers eat things that could ruin their teeth, and their teeth will be okay, and the children's teeth would get hurt because of that? "Aumnam, ma she'amra Torah," one might ask, what do you mean? But the Torah says, "Poked avon avot al banim al shileshim al rivim." How is that? How does it fit over here? So says the Abarbanel, that doesn't mean that the children get punished because of the father always. Rather, that's only when we're dealing with avodah zarah. "Ulevad bechet avodah zarah k'shochzim ma'aseh avotem b'yadem." The Gemara asks a question. On one hand, we see that children can get punished for the father. And on the other hand, ish bechato yumat, which means only the person that's sinning gets punished, but not his children. Gemara says a chiluk. Depends if ochzim ma'aseh avotem b'yadem or en ochzim ma'aseh avotem b'yadem. Which means, do they follow their father ma'asim, bad deeds, or not? If they do, they get punished not for their own sins, but also their father's sins. And if they don't, they're not going to be punished. Says the Abarbanel, even in that case that they should get punished, that's only in avodah zarah, and not other sins. So over here, why did Am Yisrael get punished for the sins of Avraham Avinu? So the Abarbanel himself has a different reasoning. He wants to say that because of Mechirat Yosef, that's why they went down to Mitzrayim. That was the sin of the brothers that they sold Yosef, and they themselves went down to Mitzrayim. The question that we can ask on that also is that that's good for that first generation, but what about the generations afterwards that were enslaved? And the answer that we might be able to answer are from the Midrashim. In Shelmot Rabbah, the Midrash says the following thing: "Rabbanan patchin pitcha lehaikra." Rabbanan said and explained the following pasuk: "Ba'ashem bagadu כי בנים זרים ילדו. You rebelled against Hashem because you gave birth to strange children. What does that mean? בהשם בגדו כי בנים זרים ילדו, אתה יוכלם חודש את חלקיהם. Says the Shemot Rabba, the Midrash Rabba, ללמדך שכשמת יוסף הפרו ברית מילה. אמרו נהיה כמצרים. Which means, Am Israel wanted to start being like the Goyim. They wanted to imitate them, look like them, behave like them. And one of the very first things that they did is they didn't do anymore Brit Milah. Because of that, Am Yisrael will punish, says the Midrash Rabbah. And the Etz Yosef explains, כדי שידמו להם ויובו אותם, והקדוש ברוך הוא הפך ליבם לסנוע עמו. Which means, since Am Yisrael started imitating them, the punish for that wasn't pushed too long after, and right away, Am Yisrael started being hated by the Egyptians and being punished by them. Yadkut Shimoni says the following, ותמלא הארץ אותם, the land was filled with Am Yisrael. What does that mean? שנתמלאו בתי תתראות ובתי קרקסאות מהם. Which means the entire city of Mitzrayim started getting more and more, seeing more and more the Jewish people in their entertainment places, which is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't like, and because of that, the punishment started coming. So, because of all this reasoning that we're explaining right now, we can explain and understand why Am Yisrael themselves were punished at Mitzrayim. Not necessarily because of the sin of Avraham Avinu, because they themselves were doing something wrong. And that is what the Zohar says, that as soon as they started being enslaved because of their wrongdoing, what does Hashem do? It says in the Zohar that the reaction of Hashem is he goes down together with Am Yisrael over there. And the Lashon is the following. בשעה ההיא ממש ירדה עם ראש שכינה, אלא בזמן שהייתה ירידה לבניו, when Am Yisrael went down because of their sins. Didn't happen just like that. It was because they did something wrong. בזמן שהייתה ירידה לבניו, אז ירדה גם השכינה. As soon as they sinning, Am Yisrael are sinning, and they're getting punished right now because of that. That's a consequence. Because of that, Hashem Yisbarach should say, you know what? You are all being punished, and I'm not going to be together with that. I'm not being with you at that time. Hashem Yisbarach says not like that. He says, I'm going down with you. Yes, you are being punished right now, but I'm going down with you to that punishment, to Mitzrayim. Which means, Rav Yehuda told us, Chas v'shalom, that Hashem Yisbarach would leave Eretz Yisrael and go down to the filth of Mitzrayim. But that is true as long as Am Yisrael are not being punished. Once Am Yisrael being punished, Hashem Yisbarach goes down with them. What's the idea over here? What's the reason over here? And that is what we're trying to learn today. We're trying to understand the concept of punishing. When a person punishes somebody else, the punishment doesn't need to be just to cause the other person a little bit discomfort, but also to teach him right from wrong that he's not going to do it again. And if you're doing such a thing, you always have to have an eye seeing that the person himself is not going to break down because of the punishment, or he's not going to take it against you. He's not going to feel that you are rejecting him, you are hurting him, you don't care about him. And on the contrary, he needs to feel and know that the reason you're doing it is because you care about him. If that's the feeling that he gets, then that becomes something that's constructive, that helps, that actually brings a person to a higher level. But if you're punishing a person and you're throwing him out and you're telling him you're punished and goodbye, leaving the room and going to your own business, a person doesn't feel that something correct was done over here. It could be that it came out of anger. It could be that it came out because the other person doesn't care about me. It could be that he rejects me. It could be many feelings that a person would get when that happens. And that is what we're trying to learn over here. When a father, mother wants to punish their child, whether today you can punish or not anymore, that's also a discussion that the Gdolei Ador were giving their own opinion. Maybe today punishing doesn't help altogether anymore. It used to be that Shlomo HaMelech said, Chosech Shifto, Sone Bno. That was in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, where people were much more able to hold and understand the punishment. they had much more strength in them. But today you punish somebody, you break them down. You have to know how to do things. So over here, we're learning that concept. When a father wants to punish his child, yes, he did something wrong, and you can't let it go. You can't just keep on ignoring what he's doing. How it should be done, you take the kid, and you put him in the room. What do? You close the door, you leave and you go to your own business, you open your own sefer and you start reading your sefer, and after 10 minutes you come down and you free him from the captivity? No. What you're doing over here is the opposite way. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're trying to learn from Hashem Yitbarach. Since you put him in the room, he feels now that his enemy is his father, his mother. They are punishing him. They are the authority. He builds himself within his heart feeling of resentment towards that. And that is exactly the opposite of what Chinuch is accomplishing. If you are showing a kid and bringing him into a feeling that my father doesn't like me, my father is not behaving nicely to me, or my mother, so that accomplishes the opposite from what Chinuch tries to do. And what the person should do, as Hashem Yitbarach shows us over here in the Zohar Kadosh, that when you put the kid in punish, you go down with him. Go sit down together with him. You hug him. You want to sit there for 10 minutes? You hug him. We are punished. We both punished. You misbehaved. I'm going down with you. You can't play now with the toys. You can't now play with your brothers. You're stuck in the room, but I feel for you. I'm also there for you. When a father or mother sits down with a punished child in the room, the kid can't have a negative feeling to his father, because he knows his father is also suffering right now. He doesn't want to put me there. He doesn't want to put me there because of me. He doesn't want to put me there because he also doesn't want to be here and punished. But he understands that there's got to be a good reason that the parent have done what they were doing, because otherwise, why would they be sitting down with me now in the punishment? So that is where you get the home run in chinuch. And not necessarily that always such a chinuch would be punishing, because punishment, as Rav Shlomo Volbe says, the sefer that he wrote, Zriya u'binyan b'chinuch, he says that's the last resort. A person should try as much as he can not to use that at all whatsoever. And one might ask, what do you mean? But Shlomo HaMelech says, Sone chosech shifto, sone bno chosech shifto. Shevet means a stick. If you don't use your stick on your child, you hate him. You have to teach him. You have to teach him a lesson. You have to discipline him. You take the stick and you beat him up. Says the Aleshor, says of Shlomo Volbe, that you need to know that the Pasuk in Zechariah explains that not necessarily a shevet, a stick, is something that's being used to hurt. The Pasuk says the following, V'ar'e tzona ha'rega, that's Hashem is saying, L'chen aniyei hatzon, V'ekach lishne maklot. Hashem says, I'm taking two kinds of sticks. Le'achad karati noam, ve'le'achad karati chovelim, V'ar'e et hatzon. One stick was called pleasant, pleasure. The other one I called chovelim, pain, which means, as it's explained over here in the Mefarshim, that Hashem has two kinds of sticks that he uses. Sometimes he uses the good sticks, and sometimes he uses the bad sticks. And the bad stick, and when do you use the bad stick, and when do you use the good stick? It depends on the person you're trying to educate. If the person that you're trying to educate receives a message with the bad stick, and from then he's going to learn his lesson, and he's not going to do it again, fine, you accomplished mission. That is a good thing. Unfortunately, today, nothing helps with that bad stick, with the punishing stick. You take the stick and you beat a child, he's not going to start becoming better. Why not? Because today, kids are very rebellious, and they don't feel that what you're doing is for their benefit. That's the generation that can change today. And therefore, you have to use the other stick over here. Le'achad karati noam. The second stick I called noam. Says the Metzudat Tzion, milashon ne'imut u'matok ve'ahuv. This is a pleasant stick. And the Metzudat David says that ויראה באלו שתי המקלות ראיתי את הצון. I took those two sticks and with that I led my sheep. פעם במקל נועם, פעם במקל חוברים, חובלים, הכל לפי הצורך. Everything is according to the need and to the generation, we would say, which means today generation, you can't use anymore that harsh stick. You have to use the stick of Noam. You come to the kid and you use words of encouragement. That's also considered a stick. That's a stick means something that picks him up, that elevates him. As Rav Shlomo Volbe explains, he says like this. He says that in Bereshit Rabba, Chazal said that kol esev ve'esev yesh lo mazal ha-makehu ve'omer lo gdal. Every esev, every grass has a malach on top that beats him up, hits him, and tell him, go up, raise yourself. Now, what does it mean? It means that really there's a malach with a stick hitting that grass? Of course not. Rather, what does it mean? Any kind of encouragement that a grass might have in order to grow, that's an encouragement that we would learn that's considered also a stick. Makeu, that's also something that hits him. And therefore, we hear, when we're saying such a thing, any compliment you give a child, any encouragement you give a child, that's also a stick. That's called makel noam. It's a stick of pleasant, stick of pleasure. That is what we're learning over here. So therefore, the best way of all is if you want to go and educate a person on a positive way, that's the way it needs to be done. You have a child, you want to educate him, you want to show him the right way, always use the makel noam, makel noam. And that is every time what one needs to be using. Some of the Gdolim said that today there's no such thing at all as punishing. Punishing, you can erase off the book. There's no need for it anymore. Rav Chaim Volozhin said, he brings down the Sefer Zriya Binyan B'chinuch from Rav Shlomo Volbe. He says from Rav Chaim Volozhin, "Bezman hazeh kashot enam nishmaim." If you speak or you do something harsh, it's not listened, it's not accomplished, you didn't do your job. אומרים, אם אומרים דברים קשים, הם לא נשמעים. נשמעים רק הדברים הרכים והטובים. You want somebody to listen to you? It has to be done in a pleasant way, in a nice way, in a soft way. ומשאין תבוא לדבר רכות, if you can't, your nature is not to speak in a soft manner. ממהר לכעוס על עושה עוול, בפרט שלא ישמע לו, פטור ממצוות תוכחה. You פטור, you don't have to rebuke a person, you don't have to do חינוך in that case. החינוך is not for you. Since you are obligated to do chinuch because that's your child, so you must find a way to do it in a correct way and not get angry. It's crucial to keep quiet at the time that you feel that you must get angry. Mitzvat chinuch can't be together with something that doesn't accomplish the mission. And therefore, even if already you have to come and use the stick of chovlim, the stick that hurts, the stick of punishing. So how should that be done? So the Zohar teaches us over here that you go to the room together with the child, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down to Mitzrayim together with Am Yisrael. They were punished. They're not supposed to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu company over there in Mitzrayim. They're supposed to be all alone, learning the lessons, learning the consequences of the behavior. And when they'll come out of Mitzrayim, they'll know too that they need to behave better. But no, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt. He went down with them. One might ask, why? Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down with them? And we found a fascinating idea in Rabbeinu Bechaye, in Parashat Bereshit, when Adam HaRishon sins. And as soon as he sins, he finds out that he's not modest. He's not dressed modest. He has some kind of leaf on himself. That's not the way it should be. So therefore, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now, instead of punishing him, at that time, rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of that, sews him beautiful suits that he should wear. And this is what Rabbeinu Bechaye says. Vayas Hashem Elokim la'adam v'lishto kotnot or. He made for them all kind of dressing, all that nice suits. Al derech hapshat asah lehem malbushim me'ulim v'nichbadim me'or itatfu bahem kol gufam derech kavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for them malbushim, clothing, meulim ve'nichbadim, great, beautiful, designed clothing, me'or, made out of leather, not cheap, leather. Itatfu bahem kol gufam derech kavod. So they should dress in an honorable way. Why? Ki achvodam lechlimayim yamdu ba'otan chagorot sh'asu lahem lechasot b'sar erva bilvad. Because they would be embarrassed. It would be something not respectful if they would be just with the leaves that they had before, that just some kind of chagura, some kind of belt that covers only the makom erva. That's not respectful. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says that although you sinned right now, and really what should have been is you should deal with the consequences of what you did. You learned your lesson. You did something wrong. Now you find out that you only having a belt, suffer. That's it. Next time, listen to me when I tell you what to do, and you're not going to come out to feeling this embarrassment. Instead of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that that's not the way to educate a person, because if he can't learn that lesson, as we said before, it's in the eyes of the beholder. If a person can't understand the lesson you're teaching him, and even worse, things that are bad things are going to come out of it. He's going to feel disrespectful to you. He's going to feel that you don't respect him, and that's going to be a clash back to you. That's something that must be avoided at any cost. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to give you clothing that are mechubadim u'meulim, very, very expensive, so to speak, very, very respectful, very, very mechubad, made out of leather, in order to dress up derech kavod, in an honorable way. And it says more than that, that not only that he made it for them, vayal bishem, he also dressed them up from this, with them. Which means, as Rav Avi Fishoff explained it very nicely, he said that not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made those clothing, he also dressed them up. He came out, just like you go to a suit store, a very expensive suit store, the salesman not only gives you the suit, hands you and shows you the way to the dressing room, but rather he puts it out for you. He goes and he puts it in this arm and that arm. He puts the buttons for you. He makes sure that it sits nice on you. Why is that? That's a show of respect. Vayal Bishem. Ra'u yaya, it says over here that only give it to them the way it is. He just here's the suits and get to know yourself how to dress. After a couple of tries, they would be able to know how to do it correctly. Instead of that, no, he dressed them up with them. He put it up for them. Why? Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, רצה לייחס פעולת ההלבשה אליו יתברך, להורות על אהבתו וחמלתו על יצוריו. He wanted to show them that he cares for them and loves them. Now it's a time for punishing them. You're giving them the punishment. The suit is a punishment for doing what they did wrong, the feeling of what they went through. The embarrassment, that is the result, that is the consequences. But you're giving them now a suit, and it's like you're going to a kid that you just punished, and you're bringing him right now a lollipop in the place that he's punished. That is what we're learning. You go together with him, you give him a hug, you sit together, and we're here punished together now for 10 minutes, unfortunately. Let's make the best of it. That is what the kid is learning. The kid is learning, yeah, I don't want to be punished. I don't want to sit here for 10 minutes. But on the other hand, my father's with me also. He loves me. He cares about me. I'm not going to do it again. But if you're sending him and you're not going down with him, he becomes rebellious. And then he goes out and he does the thing again. He knows he's going to get 10 more minutes. But the feeling that you made within his heart, the feeling that I don't like being here, I don't like the way you treat me, is going to trigger more trouble. So says Rabbeinu Bechaya, אף על פי שחטאו, לא זז מחבבן. Although they sinned, Am Yisrael sinned, Adam Rishon sinned over here. Since he didn't, לא זז מחבבן, he still wants to show them, I still love you. והוא בעצמו השתדל בתיקונם ובגמילות חסדים. הקדוש ברוך הוא himself was doing everything in his power and effort to show them I like you, and I'm going to do for you. And it's not only here, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, אכן מצינו שהתנהג כן עם הבנים במדבר, עם ישראל, in the midbar sinned. And what did Hashem reaction to that? יחס פעולת הורדת המן אליו יתברך. He says to them, I'm giving you right now man. I, they sinned, you're getting man. כעניין שכתוב, הנני ממתיר לכם לחם מן השמיים. I'm giving you, it's me, I'm feeding you. I'm going to put the bread in the toaster. I'm going to put the cream cheese on this. I'm going to put it in your plate, and if you need, I'll feed you also. הנני ממתיר לכם לחם מן השמיים, ואף על פי שחטאו מהן חטאו של אדם, לא זז מחבבן ולא המיש חסדו מהם ולא פסק המן מלרד מתחילה. That's what פסוק says in עזרה, ומנחה לא מדעת מהם. It's your man. Your man, you did not take it away from them. And you gave it to them. And you gave it to them in an honorable way to show them, I care about you. מכאן שהיו רואים למנוע מהם. They should have been stopped from receiving the man, but still Hashem says no. On the contrary, when you are punished, I'm coming down with you. When everything's good, you're in school and you're doing fine and you're playing with your kids, I can see it in my office. But if you are being punished, if the principal calls and says your kid did something wrong, you go down there, what do? You take the kid, look, we're gonna have to go home, the principal doesn't want us, but I'm coming with you. You hug him and you take him with you. Now he's not gonna get to play with the kids, he's not gonna know the parasha the way he should. You don't sit him in the house and you let him have fun, but you are there with him. וכן מצינו בקריאת ים סוף, אף על פי שהיה עמהם עבודה זרה, לא נמנע מלקרוע הים. עם ישראל had עבודה זרה in ים סוף. The מלאכים said, הללו עובדי עבודה זרה והללו עובדי זרה, don't let them, wipe them out, don't save them. Hashem says, no. They are bad boys today, fine. But you have to treat them in respect. Why? Because that's the only way. When you show a kid respect, when you show a kid love, when you show a kid that he's not rejected, you show a kid that you care about him, that's the only way he's going to be able to pull out. So yes, right now he's Oved Avodah Zarah. But this is the time to show him more than any other time. Another time you don't have to hug him. You should. It's a good thing. It's a positive thing. But it's not as required as the time that he did something wrong. Because it's the time that he does something wrong. You take him and you punish him. That's the time that he might feel rejected. That's the time that he might have those feelings within him that my father doesn't like me. If my father and my mother don't like me, why do I need to behave altogether? That is the time you have to build him up, boost him up. So that's what it says. That lo nimna milkoa hayam shenemar va'avar bayam tzara. Tzara means avodah zara, says Rabbeinu Bechai. It's a pesel micha tzara. They walk in with avodah zara in Yam Suf, Rabbeinu Bechai explains. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, I'll open for you, I'll roll the red carpet, all the green grass on the sides, beautiful place. They walk in with a tzara, va'avar bayam tzara, says the pasuk in Zechariah. זה פסל מיכה, זו עבודה זרה, והמסכה צרה כי התכנס. And still, הקדוש ברוך הוא says, yes, but that is the time to build them up, to show them love. Look at the fascinating thing. Says the Zohar, as a continuation to that, that when Am Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, בוראה, כל אומות העולם וכל מלכי העולם לא התחזקו בממשלתם, אלא בשביל ישראל. Every place in the world that Am Yisrael went to their land for exile, that Am Yisrael over there excelled. Always the place where succeeding, the financial situation in every land was on the top of the world. Every time throughout history, Spain, Egypt, America, Europe before the Holocaust, when Am Yisrael were there, they were building up the place. בוראי כל אומות העולם וכל מלכי העולם לא התחזקו בממשלתם אלא בשביל ישראל. מצרים לא היו מושלים על כל העולם עד שבאו ישראל, ונכנסו שם בגלות, אז התגברו על שאר אומות העולם, says the Zohar. As long as Am Yisrael were not there, מצרים weren't the empire of the world. They were not ruling all over the world. When Am Yisrael came down there, all of a sudden they're ruling all over the world. בכל לא שלטו על כל אומות העולם אלא בשביל ישראל שהיו אצלם בגלות. Edom, same thing. The Christians. לא שלטו על כל אומות העולם אלא בשביל ישראל. When the galut, when Edom, where Rome, the empire of Rome, were ruling all over the world, it's because Am Yisrael were there, and because of that they got the success. And this is how it goes to explain that whenever Am Yisrael came to that place was picked up. Then, within that land, within that place, they started hating Am Yisrael eventually, and kicking them out, and as soon as that happened, right away, the place crashed. The economy is always succeeding and excelling because of Am Yisrael. Everything in a place that is good, that is succeeding, is because you have Jewish people there. Why? What's the reason behind it? Could be that it's continuation to the point we said before. When Am Yisrael goes to a punishment, to exile, they don't want to be there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them over there because of the punishment. But Hashem Yitbarach goes down with them. If Hashem Yitbarach is in America because the Jews are in America, so how is it possible that America is not going to be successful? If in Spain, before the acquisition, the Jews were there, they were in exile, they want to be in Yerushalayim. But they were there because they were punished going to exile. But who goes down with them? Hashem Yitbarach. How is it possible that such a place would not be successful, says the Zohar? Eventually, they throw out the Jews, the place crashes. That's the way it is throughout history. There were studies like this that they saw that constantly, every land that had the Jews in them, the place was very, very successful in every aspect. They were doing fantastic in every aspect. As soon as they kicked out, they expelled the Jews, boom, the place crashed. That's what we're learning over here. If you want a kid to succeed, you build him up. You build him up, he'll be anything you want him to be. If you crush him, if you put him in punishment and you don't understand what goes on in his heart, you can break him down.